Ever since I was young, I had a problem mistaking friendliness for interest. I mean, nobody ever really cared enough to speak to me on a regular basis, so I just automatically assumed that any girl who was kind to me had at least slightly romantic intentions. Most of them were just friends. Until her. See, I was so caught up in the bliss of dating that I let my guard down completely. That was a mistake. She was my first real girlfriend. I was still a nerd then. Her perfection unnerved me. Was I deserving? She lived overseas. I was across the pond. A big leap. But for her, I would go beyond the normal duties of a couple. I mean, we couldn't cuddle, but I had books we both loved. So instead of snuggling, she would settle in for some shared story time. I would read her to sleep on Skype to pass the time. When I heard her drift off, I'd say goodnight. And even though she wouldn't see, I blew a kiss goodbye. Yeah, really sappy stuff. I never said I was tough. Didn't need to see her daily. Just her voice was enough to make my whole heart soar. She made me make art more. My soul backflipped and my heart did parkour. Still, as I said, all good things end. But when didn't matter, cause I knew we'd stay friends. I was naive, but for a time I did believe she was truly the girl that I'd end up marrying. Everything seemed great, sappy like molasses. But the flowers I was smelling were from rose-tinted glasses. I was quite content to keep giving her passes on the passive-aggressive attempts to cause static. She was attractive, fact is I was a loser. I forgave a lot because I didn't want to lose her. I'm not saying I was a boyfriend messiah, but sometimes she made me feel like a pariah. I'd make a mistake and instead of informing me, for 24 hours she'd go ghost, ignore me. Any attempts to make amends were met with accusations of failed attempts to guilt trip. And if I stayed away and gave her some space, she would say that I never really cared in the first place. She was hard to read and led me to believe she had a scarred history that I needed to grieve. She was a bit demanding and a little controlling. I would often say something wrong without knowing. She didn't like lulls in the conversation, but wouldn't help to fill them, so I'd have to take a one or two line statement and drag it out into a damn monologue so she wouldn't pout. And God forbid I forget a small bit of a month's old convo, that'd be it. I was naive, but for a time I did believe she was truly the girl that I'd end up marrying. I won't tell you her name, but it sounded like a dream. For a time we were great, but it wasn't meant to be.